Bradenton Republican Representative Jim Boyd is one of the sponsors of the merged House proposal. He contributed the part of the proposal that deals with overhauling the Florida retirement system.
This bill is a compromise approach that encourages employees to enter the plan most effective to suit their career goals. Protecting them, protecting their choice, protecting opportunities and retirement benefits for them while saving the taxpayers a projected $28 billion over the next 30 years.
The pension reform bill is split into two efforts. One led by Republican Matt Caldwell is a fix to a local pension issue that affects police and firefighters who are part of that troubled system. It's an issue that's taken years to come to a compromise and has widespread support among both Democrats and Republicans. The other, led by Boyd, is more controversial and affects state government workers as well as teachers, police, and firefighters under the state's retirement system. That proposal eliminates the traditional pension plan for elected officers and senior management officials. It also changes the default retirement option for new employees hired after July 1st of next year. Those who haven't chosen a plan within 8 months of starting their job will now default into the 401k-style investment plan instead of the pension plan. And it lengthens the amount of time it takes for someone in the pension plan to receive their benefits from 8 to 10 years. Lake Mary Democratic Representative Mike Cleland is opposed to those changes to the FRS. He adds he's tired of lawmakers whittling away at the pension system each year, especially since it's one of the most financially sound systems in the country.
Isn't it enough that we forced state and county employees to contribute 3% just a few years ago? Isn't it enough that our teachers are becoming increasingly frustrated with unfair evaluation and testing models? Isn't it enough that our firefighters and police officers risk their lives every day they don their uniforms? So when will enough be enough? I say right now.
Others, like Boca Raton Democrat Irv Slaugsburg, question the motive behind merging the two pension reform efforts.
Here we go again. It's another scheme to stiff our public servants' pension plan. It started off as a good bill for the firefighters and police officers. Then at the last minute, someone had to sneak in the bad provisions and combine bills.
But House Speaker Will Weatherford, who's made this a priority, doesn't see it that way. He says both issues belong together.
Local pension reform is needed in the state of Florida, but so is state FRS reform. Our reforms are moderate. They are, I think, cautious. I think they're respectful of the people who are currently in the system, and they're protective of the long-term stability of the state. And I think if the members of the Senate and the House want a local pension bill to pass, they should want a state FRS pension bill to pass because they're probably tied together.
Asked recently if the two proposals will meet in this chamber, Senate President Don Gates replied,
"You better check with the bill sponsor."
And we did. Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson says while he doesn't like the idea of merging them, he'd be, quote, okay with it as long as there's no major changes.
If something comes from the House that looks like this bill, I'm not opposed to that at all. We'll take the House bill and we'll always consider them. But if they're substantial, if it's substantially different from what we just presented, then I would not be I would not be for that bill.
As for Margate Democrat Jeremy Ring, one of the sponsors of the bipartisan bill to fix the local pensions in the Senate, he hopes that merger doesn't happen in remarks he made earlier this week.
What I don't want to see is legitimate pension that everyone agrees is a problem, reform needed. I don't want to see that compromise this year, because it's taken us 4 years to get an agreement on that, and we finally got that. And the House, unfortunately, put the two bills together.
Ring says he expects his standalone bill has the votes to pass unanimously in his chamber. His local pension fix got teed up for a vote Friday, which is expected to happen in the last week of session. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.